Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you are in the world right now. Thank you so much for always tuning in and sending me a lot of messages on Instagram, actually on all my platforms. I am so grateful to each and one of you. Thank you so much for always making me do things that are not business related. So for today's episode, we are going to talk about my work, entrepreneurship. Yes, it is always, or not always, maybe often, glamorized in media and popular culture, you know, highlighting the success stories of well-known entrepreneurs. However, the reality of entrepreneurship is often much different than what is portrayed, you know, in media or what people think of entrepreneurship. I am speaking from my perspective because, especially in the Philippines, I've noticed that it is very, very glamorized. And if you look at entrepreneurs that are, you know, that have big names right now, you'll see them often wearing really fancy clothes, jewelries, and showing their wealth, and there is nothing wrong with that. But being an entrepreneur is beyond that. You know, sometimes you are not famous, but you are an entrepreneur. And you don't need to be famous with millions of followers to be a good entrepreneur. Yes, social media plays a very big part in marketing, but you can be a great entrepreneur without doing all these things that are being normalized in today's world. So entrepreneurship is a very, very challenging and risky job, work, endeavor, whatever you want to call it, requiring a great deal of hard work, dedication, resilience, and sacrifice. Oh, I just want to correct myself that just because I gave an example of stuff like being glamorized, you know, showing off all these things, it doesn't mean they did not work for it. Yes, they worked for it. But sometimes people have misconception that when you start a business, you instantly become like that, or that's the only right way to do it. I just wanted to clarify and highlight it. So entrepreneurship involves, as I've said, a lot of hard work, dedication, resilience, and sacrifice. Many entrepreneurs face a lot of obstacles and failures along the way. Even when you become successful, these two things will never go away, obstacles and failures, because these two are not or failure or success. The formula is failures and success. You know, success is rarely smooth or easy. Everybody struggles to achieve their definition of success, right? So whenever you see, if you are an aspiring entrepreneur, whenever you feel bad, you see all these people on social media showing these things, don't feel bad or don't necessarily feel that that is the only way or the right way to do it. Yes, you can win your battles. You can carve your journey without accomplishing all those things. Because at the end of the day, remember, you have a life or a business to build, not a society to impress, right? So some of the common challenges that entrepreneurs face include financial uncertainty. Look what happened to me during COVID. I lost all my businesses related to travel. Long working hours. Look at me again. Even I am on the treadmill. I am doing my work meetings. Long working hours. Sometimes 12, sometimes 14, sometimes 24 hours. Stress, of course, is very, very big part of our daily, you know, routine. But as time goes by, we just learn to manage it. Competition. In my case, I definitely believe that my biggest competition will be always myself. I don't look around. That was never me. That will be very, very impossible for me to do. It's just not who I am. I never look around. I never compare myself with other people. And I'm really, really proud to say that I've mastered that skill very, very well. And probably that's the reason why I'm so confident. I'm so satisfied and contented with my life, because I've always considered myself as the only competitor. I never, ever look at other people's profiles. Or sometimes if I do, because somebody from other company, travel company approached me for partnership or something like that. But I never really consider anyone as my competition, because I feel like either I'm competing with myself or my employees. That's it. Failures, of course. Even I've been here for the last 13 years, I still fail every single day. And, you know, just the necessity to wear many hats and juggle multiple responsibilities. Additionally, the pressure to succeed can take a toll on entrepreneurs' mental and physical health. I've been through this, but nowadays I'm just like, you know, pero is very Spanish. I am very happy with what we have accomplished. And I keep on telling this to myself that I really worked hard for this and I really want to enjoy this. And for some people, they might call my access travel my comfort zone, but I believe that we can grow within our comfort zone. And that's my goal for this year. I want to grow access and that's it. I'm not aiming for more. I want to maintain what we have, because this is exactly where I wanted to be 13 years ago when I started my business. I think what's important to remember for aspiring entrepreneurs is just to have realistic understanding of entrepreneurship in general and to be prepared for the challenges as you go along the way. While entrepreneurship can be rewarding and fulfilling, especially with time and money, there are days when you just win like a lottery if you get a very good client. It is important to approach it with a clear-eyed view of the realities involved, just like all other jobs. I certainly believe that entrepreneurship is also not for everyone. Just like being a doctor is not for everyone, being a dancer, teacher is not for everyone. Same goes with entrepreneurship. So that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget to follow our official Instagram account at LifeInProgressPH. Thank you so much. And I'll see you on the next episode. Ciao. This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.